Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This is WTIC's Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel and Dennis Halnan of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and Dennis by phone at 860-522-9842 or email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com. Get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here are Eric and Dennis on WTIC News Talk 1080.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And we're going to be here until 11 o'clock this morning and here to help you out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. If you're making those dump runs after you rake the yard, you know, tune us in. Make sure you use 96.5 HD2 if you want to hear us in full regalia of our geek voices.
Such as it is.
Yeah, such as it is. So we're excited to be here for you guys. You guys always make it interesting for us with your questions, and we appreciate that. So feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number. We also have a guest coming in at 10:05, Margarita Bassi from Popular Science had an article that I found interesting. And It's basically about AI videos of animals, how they could be dangerous. And basically, researchers are saying it can distort your connection to wildlife, these AI videos. And I was like, okay, let's see what Margarita has to say about this. Yeah. So she'll be coming in at 10:05. And we used to have Popular Science on the show often. They did a segment way back.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
In the Gold Building. And frankly, I can't even remember who the guy was who came on. But there was a regular visit from Popular Science, and they would kind of give us some updates of what was going on. So it was nice to have Popular Science back on again. So we will see what Margarita's got cooking out there with the dangerous AI videos. But as usual and customary, we have other news you can use. And you have anything you want to talk about?
I do. Matter of fact, this is kind of a follow-up on something that we've discussed before.
Yeah.
Because this has been a thing for several months, maybe a year, where people are getting texts and occasionally emails. But mostly this is a text thing on your phones where EasyPass or the postal EasyPass will tell you you have to pay, you know, a toll.
Yeah.
Or the postal service will have to ask you how to deliver something that they can't deliver or something like that.
Yep.
And it's been an ongoing campaign for a while. Well, Google,
the bad guys are doing this, not EasyPass. Yeah, it's not the postal service.
EasyPass does not text you for tolls.
Right. They're not going to revoke your license.
Right. None of that stuff's going to happen.
No.
At any rate, Google has figured out at least something about a particular phishing service where you can sign up with them. If you are a hacker, you can buy into their service to then launch your own, you know, smishing campaign, which is what this is.
Yep.
And they get
you
a cut of that.
You too can be a criminal.
Right. It's kind of what they call the script kiddie effect, where you get a tool from somebody else and you just you know, launch it on right. your own equipment.
Right.
Now, Google has found out something about them, and they've actually started suing people over it.
Good.
And hopefully that's going to get somewhere. I'm not sure that any of these people will ever get dragged into court. But once you have a court proceeding about something, that opens the door for a lot of action, including seizure of equipment.
Good.
Legal information discovery.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully we can disrupt that whole operation, because we've gotten calls about that.
Oh, yeah.
It's been a thing for quite a while.
People are putting money into crypto machines constantly through all sorts of dumb, unbelievable schemes that people fall for. And again, it goes back to the AI videos that we're talking about, too, as far as how it can mess with your reality. People are so easily manipulated. Now, Dennis and I fell for one, too. It was my, I admit it, Facebook Marketplace. Someone, I put some stupid thing out there, and the person responded back. We were going to something, some sort of appointment or something like that. And I responded to you, hey, you know, make sure you give me the code. Or I'm like, give you the code. I'd never done anything in Facebook Marketplace before. And they tricked me into giving the code so they could take my Google
Google Voice number.
So they could then steal other people's stuff trying to use my Google Voice number, right?
Oh, man.
So I was a victim of that, too. It didn't cost me anything, but I can see how people can be impacted. But we have to be much more cynical these days, and our laws, hint, hint, have to be more.
They have to catch up with the times.
Right. I mean, we still have issues with laws that go back to just regular things in the real world, let alone cyber. But if there's a script kiddie out there ripping people off to the tunes of thousands and thousands of dollars, lock them up.
Yeah, absolutely.
As a citizen, happily pay that tax to put that guy away or gal away.
Yeah, and if you can take down the phishing software campaign that's behind all of that,
even
better. So much the better, yeah.
But, I don't know. Our lawmakers, I don't know what they're doing out there. In other news, this is a brand new thing from our friends over at Apple, which I'm sure is coming to a Google Wallet near you. The new iPhone feature could possibly make wallets obsolete. Millions of Apple users now can use their devices to replace passports, driver's licenses, state IDs, of course, credit cards, right? You can put your, that's been long the case, but it's kind of new that you can, I think it's like 12 states that accept it, even here in Connecticut, I think they do. You can actually scan in your license into your Google, your Apple Wallet and or your passport and go through TSA.
Whoa.
Yeah. 250 airports will accept it. And so this makes good sense to me. I would hate to have to carry a wallet. I'm sick and tired of carrying around a wallet. You know? I mean, it's not like George. I mean, you've seen George's wallet, right? That thing was like a... Remember George Costanza?
Yeah.
And he had
yeah.
back issues. Well, of course he did. I would love to get rid of my wallet. And this makes good sense to me that you'd be able to put your digital ID into your phone, right? But the drawback, of course, is now you're really connecting your person with your phone and where you're going, right? So now you're moving around the planet and you're really checking in and saying, this is me. I'm walking. This is Eric going from point A to point B to point A to point B. And you know it's me because it's my digital ID.
Right, because your digital ID is right there in the phone.
Right. So there's going to be some issues with this. The UK is already forcing digital IDs on people to even work.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's going to be that's a very dystopian thing going on there. So we'll see what happens with that. This is just a step toward convenience, they say. But I think eventually we're going to have a digital ID system here in the States, whether we like it or not. We probably won't like it. And then, of course, if it's connected to your social profile, like the Chinese have done, and Dennis, if you've done something against the EULA of America, guess what? No ice cream for you, Dennis, if you want to go buy some ice cream. Sorry, Dennis, you've had your fill. Your social points system has been revoked because you sped 5 miles faster than an hour than you should have on the highway, and we are taking away 5 points of ice cream credit. Sorry, no ice cream for you. I mean, that's kind of craziness, but just give these people an inch. They'll take a mile. And I understand the idea of digital ID. It'd be nice to make sure you have all your stuff in one place. Dennis is who he says he is. It'll help to confirm things like age verification, right? To get on websites. I can see the benefit.
There you go.
And that's what the UK is using as the reasoning, right? They're trying to do it for the children. But again, somehow ESPN and Disney figured out how to not have us have access to those channels. Uh-huh. No problemo.
Right. But now we do.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that nice?
Because they flipped the switch again.
Yeah, they worked it out. But I'll put this as another popular science article talking about this. But it's a pretty brand new thing about the ability to put your digital IDs now on your Apple iPhone. And eventually, I'm sure it's coming to a Google Wallet near you, which would be handy dandy, and I wouldn't have to carry a wallet anymore, which would be fine, except for cash, which who uses cash anymore? The government would like you to use digital currency too, so they know exactly, Dennis, what you're doing and when you're doing it and who you're doing it with.
Whoa.
You know that's the reason.
Whoa.
Come on. Cash and anonymity. They can't have that.
Right.
So we're going to be here until 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online. John is on the line with us. And we are back. Two lines open for you. Feel free to get online, 860-522-9842. And Carolyn's spinning up the No BS Brass, if you're curious about those guys. They're awesome. Let's go to your calls. We're going to go to John in Monroe next. What's happening, John?
Good morning.
Morning.
I have something new has shown up in my taskbar. I'm used to seeing the little yellow circle saying software updates are available, and you pretty much had no choice but to install those or put it off for a certain time when it's convenient for you to install. Mm-hmm. But what I'm seeing now, and this has been around for probably 3 weeks or so, a blue dot instead of the yellow dot with the two little circle arrows, and it says, get the latest features and security improvements with the newest feature update. What is this?
Okay. Here's the thing that people don't understand about Windows or Windows 11, which is now the only current version.
Yep.
It comes in different flavors, and these flavors come through once a year, okay? The current version, the latest current version of Windows 11 is actually 25H2.
Yeah.
And 25, of course, is the year that the feature update was released, and then H2 means it was released in the second half of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you've got 24H2 on your computer, which is a year old.
Yeah.
That is what the blue dot is telling you to update.
Would it be yellow when it comes to the next date?
It'll be yellow if it's just security updates for 25H2.
Gotcha. So they've colored the updates.
They've color-coded Windows updating so that you can tell the difference. And to be honest with you, I don't know why they have to do that, but they do. But that's all that it means. It means that you've got... Your computer wants to install 25H2, and I would go ahead and do it at this point.
Okay, so just click on the blue dot and let it
rip the way it wants to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because what's interesting is about a week ago, the blue dot disappeared, the yellow dot showed up, and it was the usual security updates.
Right.
They said, oh, okay, they're going to just put everything on there.
So I
let it update. And then 3 days later, the blue dot showed up. It didn't install that with the regular security update.
Well, what happened is, I'll tell you the chronology here.
Mm-hmm.
Your computer got the 25H2 update files. It downloaded them, and it stored them away, and it's ready to launch.
Yeah.
And it showed you the blue dot.
Yeah.
But then, after that, another Windows security update for 24H2, which is already on your computer, came through.
Mm-hmm.
And that takes precedence. It will install that before it installs 25H2.
Security before features, they say.
Correct. And honestly, that's the way it should work.
Yes.
Because what I've already got should be updated in preference to what I don't even have yet, at least in my book.
Yeah.
But that's why the colors changed.
Well, they could if they brought it right to the next level, the blue update, then you would have already gotten the latest security features.
No, because the version of 25H2 that was on the computer and ready to go was not patched with the latest security update another security update came out later.
That sounds like Microsoft. That makes sense.
Yep.
Yeah. All right.
I hope all of this made sense.
Not really.
Okay. So basically, let it run, click on the blue dot, and let it do its thing.
At this point, yeah, let the blue dot do what it wants.
Okay, because it's not forcing me to do it, whereas on the yellow ones,
it forces
you to do it.
Right. It won't, because the 24H2 version of Windows 11 will still be supported officially for another year.
Yep.
They have a, each one of these feature updates has a, basically a 2-year window, and you're going to be okay. But at some point you're going to want 25H2 to get on there. And I'm thinking right now, just go get it done and, yeah, and you'll be all right.
Yeah. Yeah, just do it.
All right. Well, I appreciate that.
All right, John.
All right. Have a good day.
You too.
Right,
he's
take gonna, care.
He's moving on with his updates. It's just so kooky.
It's all about the world of Microsoft.
Yeah, it's a crazy world. Let's go to Albert in Goshen next. What's happening, Albert?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
I have a new laptop I bought a couple of months ago, HP Omnibook. And recently I've been getting some what looks like spam pop-up messages. And I just kind of ignore them, but I don't know kind of if there's a way to get rid of them.
Yeah.
You know, they come in the bottom right of my screen. They say they're McAfee, but I don't believe it.
Mm.
Matter of fact, I have Webroot on my computer anyway. I looked for if I had McAfee, and I went and uninstalled McAfee just to make sure, and they still pop up.
It's probably a website notification being shown by whatever browser you're using.
Right.
And the way to deal with that is to manage your notifications. And we can post an article about how to do that. And this article that I found, actually, we put it up last week because somebody called about a similar issue.
Oh, okay.
At any rate, this article covers all the different major browsers, Edge,
Mozilla,
Chrome, Firefox, mm-hmm. Safari, if you got a Mac. It'll tell you how to manage those notifications.
Right.
But the bottom line is there's some website that is sending these notifications to you.
Right.
And all you got to do is just turn off the notification from that site.
It could be very legitimate. If you had McAfee on there originally, like the HP could have come with that version, that notification could have been built in to say, accept it as part of McAfee getting on the
and,
HP.
And I wonder if it was... if it was somehow pre-installed for that reason.
Yeah.
But whatever the case is, the solution is to go in and get rid of that notification so it doesn't bug you anymore.
Okay. I got a second question.
Sure.
I thought maybe it was related to this. I know you've said something about OpenDNS configuration. I found a link on your website.
Nice.
I think it's the right one. It's an OpenDNS setup guide. Is that
yeah,
what
that's the one.
Get yourself secure.
Well, when I try it, it doesn't work. I click the thing that says choose your device, and it says the connection for this site is not secure.
Yeah, here's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Cisco, which owns OpenDNS, they changed their website.
Right.
We can no longer find that particular article, and it's just a recent development.
Mm-hmm.
What we're going to have to do is to come up with something else. We're going to have to write the procedure.
Or they'll come up with a new one eventually, I would think.
You
can still get to it even though it's not secure, right? Or they won't let you, or it's not there.
The article no longer exists.
Oh, the article's gone. Okay.
It is gone.
Lovely.
Poof. No
more. And there's
no
alternative.
Not on their website.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Ah.
I actually had written something up, and I think we're going to try to get it on our website if we can get it.
So I'm on the Cisco website. This is OpenDNS. You're saying that those links are broken or
they
won't work for me?
Yeah,
they
Cisco broke them, it sounds like. Just when you wanted to get secure, just when you sat down and said, I'm going to do it, the information is not there.
I just wanted to make sure I was doing it right. So
yeah.
It sounds like I was.
It does.
It's just not working.
Yeah.
Okay.
We will try to find an alternative, or Dennis will post a little tutorial on how to configure it. It's really pretty simple.
Yeah, it's just a matter of getting into the router settings for your router and then telling it to distribute OpenDNS to all your devices. That's all there is to it.
In a nutshell.
Yep.
For IPv6 and IPv4.
Yep.
Okay, I guess I'll wait for that.
All right.
back to your live links. I'm looking at your live links.
Al, we got to go.
You put something last week?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, we did, Al. Should be there for you, and we can put it again. But we got to go. Heartbreak at the bottom of the hour. But thank you for your call.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
And we are back. We're going to be here till 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online. 4 lines wide open for you. 860-522-9842 is the number. And we'll do our best to help you out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns as we wait for your calls. Anything you want to bring up news-wise there, Dennis?
Yeah, this is also something we've talked about in the past,
yeah,
which is AI slop making it into the court system.
Oh, because AI slop is everywhere these
lazy
days.
Lazy attorneys use AI to generate briefs and pleadings and all kinds of other stuff.
Yep.
And as we all know, AI hallucinates.
Sure
it
does.
Makes up things. It's just a mess. And the courts have been getting bogged down with this crap,
mm-hmm,
because lawyers keep using it, even though they know it doesn't always work right.
I'm guessing it's not the actual attorneys, but it's the paralegals that are working for them. And the attorneys aren't even reading the briefs.
Well, the attorneys are responsible for
that doesn't
it.
Matter.
They're the ones that are handing it over. Now,
do you think it's a CPA that checks your taxes?
I saw a story here, and it's got a recap of a lot of the different excuses that the attorneys have used.
Oh, nice.
You know, when the court finally notices something's not right and says, hey, what the heck?
The AI ate my
Yeah, some of the excuses are, I was hacked.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
They did. They said they were hacked because their brief has got AI work slop on it.
Right. And then it was, oh, I was just working out a rough draft.
They submitted a rough draft as
right.
a brief. Interesting. It doesn't seem like
practice. As if
practice.
That's better than submitting AI slop in the right. first place.
They are practicing.
You know, at any rate, I just thought it was amusing. And this is a problem that it's bogging down the courts.
So, yeah, we'll put the article up there. Besides that, is there any other excuses? Just those two?
Oh, no. There's more. I couldn't log in. Software is difficult to use.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you just
a word processor is difficult to use these days?
Yeah.
I got burned by AI just yesterday.
Whoa.
Simple question. Client said, hey, can I use Teams Premium to schedule a reoccurring webinar? Now, I don't know. First question I've ever had on Teams Premium and its ability to schedule a webinar, but it seemed logical that it could. I quickly went to the Googles and I asked the question. And the Googles came back and said, absolutely.
Oh.
They did an AI summary saying, of course you could. Well, it turns out even one of our techs double checked it.
Mm-hmm.
They thought the same thing. So they're ready to provision the Teams Premium for the client. And, of course, the moment they try to do the scheduled reoccurring webinar, you can't do it. I was mad, right? I'm like, that's a simple question. And the answer I gave them was incorrect, which bothers me, considering the Google said it was correct. Now, here's what happens with this AI summarizing that's happening.
Okay.
Instead of sending me to the actual sites where the information is being gathered, it's that summary, right? And so what they're finding, I think Google is finding, people had workarounds for scheduling reoccurring webinars with Teams. They could have titled the whole thing, how to schedule a reoccurring webinar with Teams.
Right.
The Google says, oh, that means you can do it. Uh-uh. It means there's a workaround to do it, but it doesn't mean you can do it natively.
Right.
So in the old days, literally like 8 months ago, when we weren't getting these stupid summaries, we would actually be sent to the site that had the information. You could read it and realize when you're in the site, oh, you can do it all right.
Right,
but
because
not
the result
natively.
You would go to would tell you that this is a workaround because you can't do it natively.
Right. So be careful with these summaries nowadays. I mean, they're not the summary you're getting may not be the truth. And then I went and asked Grok because I was like, okay, clearly I'm going to say, Grok, was this deprecated? Did somehow Teams have this in the past? So Grok goes and crunches all the numbers. I've got, you know, all sorts of water being consumed in Virginia somewhere and the power's going down and they had to turn on the nukes to get the question answered. And Grok rips through all this information and says, nope, it doesn't have the ability to schedule reoccurring webinars. And then I asked it when it was deprecated. It said never had the ability.
Well, yeah, but remember, you're asking a different question than you were the first time.
Correct, because now I have the answer.
And in both cases, what the AI did was try to make you happy.
That is true. I wonder what
that is what AI does.
It's a sick effect.
That is why the attorneys are getting AI slop when they draw up their briefings. It's why you're being told that features that don't exist do.
Right.
And that's why Grok was able to admit that it was deprecated because the way you asked the question
wasn't deprecated.
Left
right.
The door open for that being the answer, and it gave that to you.
That's true.
See?
Yeah. When was it? And it wasn't. So you're right. I could have asked it in a different way, and Grok could have told me it was. This
but
is how you do it.
Why would you? I know you could have, but why would you have to go to those lengths in order to get an accurate answer?
Right.
So isn't the whole premise of it that you're supposed to get the answer to your question one time, asked one time?
You would think. So AI work slop is becoming a problem. I've talked to other folks in big corporations whose people are just using it for emails that literally don't make any. I mean, we've got plenty of folks in places that we work that have the TLDR, right? Too long did not read because they just like to type and type and type and type and type. But in these cases, they're letting AI do it, and it doesn't even make sense now. I mean, it's like work. It is work slop. So I don't know. We're watching Michael Bussey talk about how he's betting $1 billion that AI is overhyped and it's a bubble. I was just on WFSB, a spot they did, and you're welcome to check it out. We'll put a link to that. AI is telling Facebook users that they're posting inappropriate child exploitation pictures, and they're turning off their accounts. So the AI is incorrectly targeting them. And then when they try to defend themselves and say, hey, it's not me, they have that little recourse link. Literally in 60 seconds, it says, nope, you're still banned. So they're even using AI to do that. So if Facebook's AI can't correctly tell between someone posting, you know, anything that would harm minors, and then the AI is so bad that it doesn't even bother to check. And we actually had a story last week where it was 95% scammy ads. It was knew it was 95% scammy. Only when it was 96 or up would it pull the ad.
Right.
What's going on? I mean, I would contend that the 95% scammy ads are that way because AI is too stupid to know if it's scammy or not. The more I think about it, it's really just too dumb to know what a scam is. Which is, again, beg the question, how many dollars are we chucking at AI if companies like Meta, you know, I don't know, a $1 trillion company, Dennis, is getting up there.
Yeah, they're huge.
If they can't figure out how to do basic things, I don't know, and I can't ask a basic question. We have a long way to go, is my point.
Oh, very long way.
I'm not worried about losing my job, but no. I can't even ask the questions anymore and get them right. We're going to be here till 11 o'clock, guys. Four lines open for you, 860-522-9842. Have you been burned by work slop? I'd love to hear your work slop stories.
Oh, yeah, I'd love to know.
Oh, my goodness. They've got to be starting to get more and more prevalent, especially as the Utes start using AI. The rest of us, Gen Xers and up, are probably using it a lot less to create content or emails for our fellow colleagues, because we wouldn't do that to them. But I think the younger folks might be trying it. And are you seeing a lot of work slop come at you?
I don't see too much, but
no, you don't.
No,
we don't have time or
no. That's part of the problem for folks like us.
Yeah,
we're tied down with a lot of troubleshooting and then sometimes proactive work, and we just don't come across, you know, AI documents too much.
Right. And you wouldn't actually have AI generate a document because it's going to make mistakes.
You can't trust it.
I wonder, why don't we have Grok generate the OpenDNS instructions for a home router?
Wouldn't that be great?
We're going to do that after the break. Okay. We'll step out for a quick break. Get to your calls. 860-522-9842 is the number. We'll be right back. And we are back. And I did exactly what I said I was going to do. I asked Grok.
Okay.
I only like Grok because I just picture it as the Macho Man Randy Savage when it responds. I don't know why. But it responded in seconds. And okay. Gave me all the instructions to configure OpenDNS with a Linksys router, a Netgear router, TP-Link. And it all looks correct to me. This is the other benefit of having, you know, artificial intelligence on your phone. Eventually, they're going to charge you for it. It's not going to be free forever, guys.
Right.
But these apps like Grok, Gemini, ChatGPT, I've got all of them on my device. I tend to go toward Grok. And I just asked the question, please generate the OpenDNS instructions for home router setup. I actually didn't even spell setup right. It auto-corrected to syrup. And it auto-corrected it. I didn't type that. It just auto-corrected it. And here we are. They did. Oh, I think you're talking about setup. Yeah, right. It wasn't syrup. And came up with the answer for us rather fast. And it gave the information for four different routers. So maybe you don't need the show anymore. Just use Grok.
Isn't that frightening?
Well, someday, Dennis, our cheese will get moved.
True.
But the technology is there. We double-checked the OpenDNS site. Those four links within the setup are broken. I got to hope that they're going to fix them. I mean, it does seem silly that they're broken.
Well, I think Cisco is in the process of transiting some of their websites around and moving them from one portal to another, and I think it's a casualty of that.
Gotcha.
Maybe their AI wasn't smart enough to keep up.
Maybe. Maybe. True intelligence is hard to find. So as we wait for your calls, we do have a guest coming in at 10 o'clock. Margarita Bassi will be talking from Popular Science about how AI videos of animals could be dangerous.
Ooh.
And there's an article about that and how we are getting fooled. Actually, one of the examples they gave, I didn't know it was fake. The bobcat being chased away by the house cat.
Right.
You know?
Okay.
Like you're doom scrolling and you're on your couch doom scrolling and you see that and you're like, oh, wow, that's a pretty brave kitty. That's all I thought. And it might be dangerous for us to think wildlife works the way the AI generated thing is saying it does.
Right.
And we might become desensitized, or we might become overly sensitized, or, you know, we talked about the Summer of the Shark off the air here, but not before 9/11 happened, where basically everyone was being eaten by a shark, according to Matt Lauer and Katie Couric. Every person was getting killed that summer by a shark. It was the summer of the shark. And then 9/11 happened, and we all realized, well, it must have been a slow news week. It turned out, though, that no additional people were being eaten by sharks in any other year. It was just the news media artificially putting out this information, which is, again, how this same, as far as I'm concerned, AI is going to do the same thing, just on a massive scale.
Right.
And very quickly. So we'll see what Margarita has to say about these AI videos and how it can really mess with our heads. I believe the...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Kitty was chasing away the bobcat. I don't know.
Well, why wouldn't you? You know, you're watching it.
I'm watching it happen. Yeah.
Right there on the screen.
Must be true. It looked real to me. So we'll be talking with her. Anything you want to bring up, Dennis?
Yeah. We talked about AI disasters. How about another? Another form of an AI disaster.
Yeah.
A company in Russia
invented
a humanoid robot.
Did they invent one or just copy us? Go ahead.
Well, it is Russian. So, you know.
They're not going to generate anything new.
At any rate, this company came up with a humanoid robot. They were going to have a big public debut with press conference and presentation of the robot.
Yes.
Robot tries to take a step forward and bam, hits the deck.
Face plants. Actually, it was about to wave.
Right. And boom, down.
So funny to watch the guy pull the black curtain, and even that didn't go well. It's like you didn't just pay attention. You didn't see anything over there. You know.
Yeah, pay no attention to that man behind the curtain.
Yeah, I mean, I was like, wow, this is surreal. The guy couldn't even get the black curtain to cover the robot. It was all twisted up, and so even that was a debacle. And then you got Elon's robots who are literally dancing like, you know, what is it? I don't know. John Travolta out there. Those things are amazing. You've got U.S. Was it U.S. robot here in Boston or something like that? They do the dogs and the robots
right.
that are doing the whole obstacle courses. This robot couldn't even wave before it face planted.
boom.
So that was pretty embarrassing, if I do say so. Anything else you want to talk about?
Oh, yeah. What I wanted to talk about was there's a company that had a cyber attack.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like every company.
Well, yeah,
these days.
I mean, it's too common.
Yeah.
But the CTO of the company, this is checkout.com.
All right.
And they provide payment services, obviously, with a name like that. Now, the CTO, not only did they kind of come forward with information about being subject to a cyber attack.
Mm-hmm.
This guy said, nope, we're not paying any ransom. We're just going to flush and start over.
Yikes. That's yeah. the right way to do it.
It is the right way to do it, and it's commendable, but I mean, it's terrible that things have come down to this.
Yeah.
But the more companies do that,
mm-hmm.
the less incentive the hackers have to carry out the attacks.
Did they mention what the ransom would be?
I don't believe there is an amount in the story. Okay. And I don't think they announced that.
Okay.
However, he just said, nope, flat out, we're not paying, and we're going to just do whatever it takes to restart, but we're not going to try to get that data back if it's been lost.
Well, again, if you've got a good backup, it goes off site and is encrypted and protected.
There you go.
If you put two-factor authentication, you probably wouldn't have gotten ransomed in the first place.
I mean, that's another factor, too, which is why I kind of admire the guy coming forward and saying, here's what happened to us, you know,
yeah.
But this is how we're, let's put it this way. It's a learning opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Well, the other issue too, is the insurance companies that are insuring for cyber are getting their butts kicked.
Yeah.
I don't mind. If you actually didn't insure it, the bad guys wouldn't go after the companies because you wouldn't be paying the insurance. So these bad guys literally look for companies who are insured.
Yeah, they actually sift the data in order to see if they have insurance, and then they'll decide whether to proceed or not.
So I know the insurance companies hate to hear that, but I'm reading stories about you guys taking a bath on it anyways. So A, because crypto's a thing, although lately it's less of a thing, I don't mind that it's going down below 95K. I hope it goes to zero. If and when that happens, guess what? There's no ransoming anymore because nobody's going to be paid in ransom in crypto. You can't pay them in cash. You pay them in crypto thanks to the crypto system that's out there. And we seem to want crypto. I don't know why you want it, guys. It's literally a beanie baby. It literally is. And there's thousands of coins out there. I was reading stories about stable coins that are now... Actually, I should bring it up. They're actually pump and dumping these things where the stable coins are now backing the crypto, and the mm-hmm. people who produce the stable coins give the value. It's worth 20 cents.
What?
They just say it's what it's worth. So you and I, Dennis, could create our own Tab, Computer Talk with Tab stable coin and make it a dollar. And okay. then we say we're going to hype up buying crypto with it, and it produces this false, it's a pump and dump scenario, which I don't know what to tell you guys. If that's happening... And the reason it's happening is because the real dollars, the retail people are not putting their money in anymore. And
right.
they have to trick them further to do it. So be careful with what you're dealing with when it comes to crypto, because you're going to lose. I think the smart money's leaving. You're going to be left holding the penny stock. Jack in Hartford, what's going on?
Gentlemen, I'm wondering if my computer could have updated itself from Windows 10 to 11 without me interfering.
It might.
So I bought 5 years ago an okay laptop, Windows 10, you know, with the i5, maybe 11th gen,
yeah,
and a 256 SSD.
Yep.
And, you know, I don't ever remember turning on automatic updates or anything, but, you know, 3 weeks ago I girded my loins and decided I would change from from 10 to 11. I had checked that three-letter whatever it is thing that you might have to click in the BIOS to make it happen.
TPM module.
Yeah. That's it. Those are the three letters.
Yeah.
And it seemed okay, so I was about ready to go through the whole process, and I went to my computer. I queued in my computer, and it said I was now using Windows 11 Home.
Nice. It did it before. Well, it did it even without you asking.
That's correct. So is that a real thing? Can that happen?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, well, in a word, yes, it can happen.
Most people would call that malware. But
remember I talked about the different editions of Windows?
Mm-hmm.
There is a break point where it will realize that it is way out of date,
mm-hmm.
and it will go ahead and just try to update to whatever it can get.
Yep.
And I mean, it is malware.
Yeah. I mean, it didn't ask it to happen, but it did it on its own. And most companies and people would call that malicious, but that's not Microsoft. They're helping you out, Jack.
Well, then I appreciate it. And you know, I listen very regularly. I go back. I was one of the first 100 Go NetSpeed, clients in Connecticut.
Good
job. And now I have to say a good thing about I moved from an old house near the UConn Law School to a 12-story condo tower kind of right around the corner near St. Francis.
Yep.
And it's called a bulk Comcast building. They did all the wiring. They offer it in our HOA as a benefit. You get Wi-Fi and you get a small cable package.
Yeah.
And they've been really good. And they're converting it to fiber.
All right. Nice.
And the price is going down.
Yes, I mean, because there's competition.
Mbps. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And I appreciated GoNetSpeed. It was bulletproof.
Nice.
But this has also been. But
good.
They have 240 customers in one 12-story building.
That's the way to do it. Jack, we're hitting a hard break here,
okay,
but I'm glad that worked out.
You do your hard break. But now I'm happy. I'm equally ignorant in iOS
because they have.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well,
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.